Blog Talk Radio.
A man in chains, choices I made, good and bad, still in remain. And so I wait to see how it lays. I don't pay. I'm a man in pain. Looking back on the past, Lord made a good outweigh the bad. Well, either way, I cannot stay. Hope that I can look you in the face. Much as I know how, that we'll get real before the sun goes down. Going down, going down. Lord, help me keep from breaking all the rules. Give me one thing I can choose, maybe something you can use, 'cause I've only tried to live what I believe. Now I'm not looking to get off cheap. This is simply not my best me. I'm a man upstate. By choices that were made, having no say, I was so afraid, and so I pray for my children's sake. In time they'll find your mercy yet remain.
May your
coming as humbly as I know how.
Find a place.
Well, God bless. God bless us all. Well, hello out there in Blog Talk land. God bless you, and may he keep you and hold you close to his heart. May he comfort your heart and continue to put smiles upon your face. And as you go out into the world, I pray that this week, as we are ministering the word of God, that we're taking steps closer each and every day. Every broadcast this week is bringing you closer, looking at yourself, looking at the issues of your life, and teaching you step by step how to deal with those things, what we should be focusing on in our life in order to get closer and closer to God. Do you know that it is good to praise the Lord? So in the midst of all of our learning, we praise the Lord for every step that we're taking. As we move closer with God, we learn about ourselves. He allows us to open up ourselves and check out just what's really going on with us. And in return, he will reveal himself to us. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, in our opening prayer for just revealing yourself to us, for opening up your mighty mercies, opening up your heavens and just shining down on us, shining down, dear Father, in the midst of our sins. You still love us just the same. You still send your mercy. You still send your grace. And there is nothing that we can do that would separate you from us. It is us, dear Father, as long as we open our hearts and repent of our sins, you still would guide us in your pathway of righteousness. We thank you, dear Father. And we just ask right now that I would just decrease. Every listener right now would just decrease. Every listener, including myself, would just release all of the things that is holding us down, that has got our focus on something else besides you. And we ask you that we all can lay it down at the altar. We thank you, Jesus, that we can bring all of our requests to you. So right now, we're just thanking you, Jesus, and asking blessings over each listener in the chat room and the ones that are calling in, the ones that is going to be in the archive. May they be blessed tonight by your word. May we take the word, continue to learn and grow on it day by day. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Well, hallelujah. If you're just tuning in, you are in the broadcast from Tri-Anointed Ministries, and this is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas, coming to you from San Antonio, Texas, and I am glad to have the honor of just allowing God to use me to talk to me and you as we continue to grow this week on focusing our lives on God, how to look at ourselves as we do our self-examination, not in order to just tear ourselves down, but to build ourselves up. And to do that, we do have to look at all of the stuff that is inside of us that needs to be moved out. Hallelujah. You know that it's good to praise the Lord. Do you know that, sisters and brothers? Psalm 91, verse 1 tells us, it is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High. That's why we start and end our shows from time to time, most of the time, with some kind of music, because music relaxes your soul. Whatever you've been going through today, and you said this day seems like it's been going on and on, or this situation has been going on and on, it is good to know that God is still a healing God. He's still a God that is willing to sit down and listen to all of your problems. He knows what they are. He knows how they started, how he knows how they're going to end. But sometimes you just need to speak that thing. And God always has a listening ear. So it's good for us to praise him for having that listening ear. And we praise him in many ways just by talking to him. We praise him in ways just by getting up off of our sorrow beds and just going out there and speak to somebody else. Just help them and listen to their problems. We're praising God by doing that. We're putting on our shepherd's hats, as we've spoke about, just going out and being that listening to ear to someone else. And there's so many times we'll get ourselves caught up in our own situations that you say, I don't have time to listen to that. I got my own problems. I tell you, my sisters and brothers, if you would just be humble yourself and give a time to some other sister or brother, be their listening post. Not necessarily how to solve their problems, but if God puts that on your heart, then please do. But just being there for your sisters and brothers in their time of need, God will send you your person to be there to be your listening post and give you what he wants to hear, what you need to hear, what he wants you to know, okay? So don't limit yourself. Make sure that you are there for each other. So again, Psalms 92, it is good to praise the Lord. So when you get up in the morning time, make sure that you just start out by just saying, it is good to praise the Lord. It is a good thing to praise the Lord. I see you all in the chat room. God bless each and every one of you. Again, we're going to try to open up the lines a little bit later. If you have a desire that is something on your mind that you need to speak about, just in the chat room right there, I keep looking back and forth. So just let me know, and I'd be more than happy to open up a line. The call-in number is 646-652-4916. Again, that is 646-652-4916. I'm going to put it in the chat room also here as I speak. All right, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, let's just dive right into our words. Again, we're opening up our hearts, and we're midway during the week now. Here we are. We're already at Wednesday. And so as you see, time is just moving right along. We're at September 19th. So we are preparing ourselves each and other day to be stronger, get stronger. And I love hearing from you, and I just thank you from the depths of my heart for some of the things that you say. God is such a wonderful God. That's why we praise him. When I hear reports about how you're growing and how you can look back and you've been applying the word that God has given through me, I remind everybody, it is not me. I'm just a humble servant that he is using. But how he is just taking his word and just making it personal into your life, and you are accepting that. You are repenting from your sins. You're looking at some things, and a lot of you are telling me that you didn't even recognize some of the things that you were doing or saying or that was going on in your life. But as you do your self-inventory every day, some of the things are hard, and some of the things you didn't even want to believe that this is what I'm saying or doing, or I really was in the one that was wrong, and I thought I was right. I've been arguing this argument, you know. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, that he is a revealer. Reveler, if you are willing to take that first step to say, God, show me in this situation what's going on, where I should be standing. Should I be pro or con? Where should I be in this? Dear Father, show me what you see. May my eyes be blinded so you can give me sight. Let me see through your eyes for a moment. And he will reveal some things to us. We just have to be willing to stand there and realize, whoa, this is really it, huh? This is what's going on. Because it will show us some things that, for whatever reason, we blocked out or we have refused to see. So we're starting tonight, and we're praying for Gabby, the young lady that is still missing in the Carolinas. I think it's North Carolina. We're praying for Gabby, praying for Gabby's parents, and they've just been on our heart today. So we're continuing to pray for them. We're also praying for the baby girl in Bianca in Detroit, Michigan. I think a trial is starting today. They still have not located this two-year-old baby. We're still praying today that for her family as they began to go through the trial for they are assuming attempted murder. We never hear at the ministry they accuse anyone of anything, but we're just in prayer for the families. And those are the two young ladies that has been put on our heart tonight to pray for, as we pray for all missing children, women, men, wherever they be, and their families and loved ones, that they would get some closure in one way or another. May God's will go in the situation and do what it is that only he can do, only he can do. So we offer up our prayers again for Gabby in North Carolina and her family, and also for Bianca in Detroit, Michigan. Hallelujah. And her family. God bless you. God is offering you eternal life. We've got ourselves, and we're learning how to look at that temptation. We're learning how to not just stop and bow down to every obstacle that comes in our way. We're learning how to identify some of the chokeholds and how to get those things relieved from around your neck. And oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel your emails when you tell me, hallelujah, I'm feeling this thing coming from around my neck. The noose has been released, minister, and I praise God for that. Well, God wants you to have that release in every situation that you find yourself in. You see, your life is like a hymn to God, and your calling that is that he has put on your life, in your life, whatever leader that you may be, your calling is to promote his interest in the world. So your life is just like a beautiful hymn to him. And as you go through life, he sees that. And are you pleasing in his eye? That is what we all want to be, pleasing in the eyes of our Father. God is interested in reaching you, in reaching people. God is interested in changing our lives. So it's good to know that he wants everyone to have the same opportunity. He wants us to have that opportunity to accept eternal life through Jesus Christ. And he wants us to learn how to live well. When you apply the word of God, you start living in peace. When you apply the word of God, you start thinking different. You hear things different. You know, there's a lot of things that went on in my mind, and I'm sure with you too, and it may have been arguments from back when, and if someone asks you about that today, you can't really put all the details together because you've already prayed, you repented for that situation, and God has moved that stuff away. That's not important anymore. You don't hold on to those grudges and hold on to those things that someone did to you way back then. You move that mess out of the way because if you have that still stored inside of you, you don't have room for his joy. You don't have any room for his peace. You don't have any room for his love. And his love takes up so much room. His mercy, his grace, as he pours it and instills it in us, my sisters and brothers, it's such a beautiful thing. You don't have time for all of that junk that I meet people that are still talking about something in high school. What? We graduated 30-something years ago. Are you serious? We're still talking about remember back in high school how they were? No, quite frankly, I don't. I've met so many people around the world, not just one state, so many different personalities and different people. No, I'm not holding on to anything from way back when. I don't even want to hold on to something from yesterday. If God has granted me a new day, new liberties, new mercies, new grace, why am I trying to drag something from yesteryears into my newness right now? That's just like buying a brand new car, and you're the first owner of a brand new car, but you've taken all of the stuff from the hoopty that you had, and you're trying to put it in this new car, and the old raggedy rugs that you had to cover up the hole in the floorboard, now you're putting that in the brand new car, and you got these old dirty dice, that fuzzy dice that was hanging around your mirror, now they're in the brand new car, and before you know it, you can't even enjoy the newness of your car that you've been blessed with because you've still been weighed down day after day after day. And this is because your struggles are still with you. You're still carrying those things on your back. You're pulling them with you with everybody you meet. You're bringing those things over here. But God is offering you something different. He's offering you something different. So the car analogy is the same exact thing as far as what we do in life. We have to look at each day as a blessing. We have to look at each day as a day that we can love each other, but do something new. So every day that we wake up, we got to look at it again as that car analogy. I got a brand new day that the Lord has given me. in this brand new day, I don't want to pull any of my struggles from yesterday into it. It doesn't make them disappear. No, it does not. But I don't want to pull any of my struggles from yesterday. Today, God, what do you have for me today? See, it's not us. We didn't wake ourselves up this morning. The alarm clock did not touch and wake us up this morning. If that was the case, everyone, no one would have died today. Everyone would have woke up. So if you woke up this morning, God had a purpose for your life. God, what do you have for me today? Hallelujah. When I wake up, my first thing is I anoint myself. I put on my armor from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I want to be anointed. And then I dedicate this day that he's given to me. I dedicate it back to him. I lift up my family back to him. I said, God, here we are. This is your day that you've given to us. I dedicate my life to you. I dedicate all that I am, all that you have me say today, all that you want me to see or hear today, I dedicate it back to you. I want to start my life dedicating it back to you. So when you learn to apply the word of God, and that is a stepping stone, that's what we've been going through all week, learning those stepping stones. If you missed any, just go back in the archives and pick them up and start from there. You can put them on, download them to your MP3. You can listen to them, like my brother said, as he's traveling around the world or in his RV as he's traveling around the world. He always throws in one of the MP3s, and he listens back to the message because it's important that you get the word inside of you. You don't want it to just be a garment that you can take off and throw around, and then whenever you think about it, you know, you'll say, oh, I haven't worn that in a while. Let me try that on. The word needs to be with you day in and day night, and every day, every night. So the Bible tells us to meditate on the word every day. You should never leave the word at home. The word needs to be inside of you. So that's what the steps we're taking, because when we get that word inside of us, we will start living in peace. We'll look back on a situation and say, whoa, I can't believe it. I feel better today. I didn't even think of that situation today. We'll start living in joy. We'll start living with God's love. And you're sending the right message out to your family. You're sending the right message out to the world. So look at me. I am a child of God. I may have been this or that. See, everybody thinks that they're so special because of something in their life. But I tell you, we all got stories. Have you heard some of the things that me and my personal life that I've been through? It would shock the next person. I would be shocked by your story. But you know the difference in some of us? I don't look like what I've been through, because I'm much stronger than anything I've been through. That's how God was able to bring me through. I chose to come through it. So I don't look like what I've been through. I don't look like those things. It doesn't stop the fact that it did happen, that it did. I did make it through it with God. He pulled me through, and I accepted his help. Hallelujah. But I thank God for where I am. If you're just joining in again, this is Evangelist Von Dumas, and I am calling. I'm just ecstatic to look in the chat room and see one of my daughters here. This is my daughter, Tricia. God bless you, honey. God bless you. Again, the call-in number, if you choose to call in, and if you want to stay in the chat room, that is just fine. But the call-in number is 646-652-4916. So glad that you could join us tonight. So glad you could join us tonight. And all of you from every state, I love seeing the different states. God bless you all. God bless you all. So as we continue, we just thank God that you're able to open up and realize that you need the Lord. We all need the Lord. We need the Lord. We need to be continuously blessing the Lord, calling out his name for every situation. Sometimes you say, well, this is just a minute thing. I don't want to bother the Lord. I think he's got more important things to do. That's just like if your child asked you for something. Would you tell your child, oh, you know what? I don't really have time to talk to you about this or that. I'm too busy. You know, I have more important. No, you listen. Even if it's a situation that you tell your child, here's some of the steps that you can take, but you can handle this. Just apply this, do this, and do this. But you listen. You give them your attention. A good parent does, right? So the shepherd that we are. If we can do that for our sheep, do you know the head shepherd, our Father in heaven, how much he gets excited about doing favors for us, how much he gets excited about hearing our prayers, that we can turn to him, and he wants to make sure that we are doing everything. You know, so God bless you, each and every one of you, that we grow in the Lord. We ask you that when you start to grow and you see yourself moving in the direction that God wants you to move, that you reach out and you share the word with somebody else. You tell somebody about it. It's important that you understand that where you're at, somebody else is going through that too. They're even going through something worse than you. God will hook you up in a situation to make sure that all that you are continues to be entwined in someone else's life. So make sure that you are reaching out to those. Make sure that you're loving the Lord by giving what you learn to someone else. Amen? Amen. And as you grow in the Lord, you'll start to walk in health. You'll start feeling better. You'll start to walk in prosperity. You're sending a valuable message, too. It brings glory to God. And remember what we were speaking about yesterday. Dishonoring God is dishonoring yourself. It's disrespecting yourself. When you give honor to God, you honor yourself. Your life changes. Things look differently. Things that used to bother you, you're able to shake the dust from your feet. Is that easy? Is that an easy task? No, we talked about it. It's not easy when you've been attacked by demonic spirits that keep bringing things over and over again to your mind. It's not easy when you find yourself weeping all night long. It's not easy. But the word will teach you how to say, through those tears, joy is coming to me in the morning. I may weep during the night, but joy is going to come to me in the morning. It will teach you how to live a life that you say, you know what? I cried about that situation last night. So I've already got the tears already put there. But today I'm going to get up and do something different. Today I'm going to find some joy. Weeping may last for a night, but joy will come in the morning. If you're leaving us right now, I invite you to go back in the archive and continue with the message. But we're here. We have another 15 minutes on the show. So I invite you to jump right in. Remember to get your pen and your paper. Never come without prepared to have the word instilled. And we need to take notes, just like we would in any other learning. God is teaching us something. So we need to be in notation. This is your host, Evangelist Von Dillman. And if you're in need of the Bible, if you're in need of any tracts or any learning material, the ministry here is here to provide those things for you. And I know that as a couple of you email me and say, well, I know you sent me a few, but I really need a couple more. You know what? You're not bothering me. If you're handing out the word of God to someone else, what a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing. So you're not bothering me. I want to be able to be a shepherd to any sheep. So if you have, as you've been a shepherd to someone and given out the word, and you need assistance on getting that word into their hand, of course, reach out to the ministry. That's what we're here for. We're here to support the word of God. We're here to see you walk in the word, see you walk in his peace, see you start to send valuable messages to all those around you that look here. Look what's going on. Look how they're making it. Look how they progress. I thought they would always be down. I thought they would never do anything differently. But God has a way. God has a way. Have you ever saw anybody that you ever have met along the road, and then you see them 10 years later or 5 years later, and the one that was down and doing the worst things in life is now standing behind a pulpit or now sitting in the church pew or out in the community, that same community trying to clean up where he was out there messing up? Well, that just refers back to the Bible. Doesn't that remind us of a lot of people in the Bible? Let's take, for instance, Saul. How many people that Saul killed, Christians. How many times was Saul out there going against everything that was for the Lord? He was against it. But he, too, had to meet up with the word of God. He, too, had to meet face to face and struggle with, you're not, who are you? Life was given to you by me, thus says the Lord. Saul's life was changed in such a dramatic way, people didn't even recognize him no longer as Saul. God had to give him a new name because he said that you are a new creation in Christ. That's what he tells us when we repent. That's what he tells us when we accept him in our life. He said, you are now a new creation in Christ. And all of those old things are passed away. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your love, your peace, your joy. We thank you, Jesus, and we honor you. We honor you, Jesus, because you are worth, you're just so worthy. You're worthy, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. If we should get cut off as our time is winding up, we still have a few more minutes here. So about 13 more minutes, so let's just keep going in the Word. I encourage each and every one of you to don't settle for less than God's best for your life. Not even in your ministries, my preachers, my leaders, the teachers, evangelists, and prophets. Don't settle for less than God's best in your life. Keep on learning. Keep on pushing. You're never too old to stop learning. I'm an example of that. You know, I'm a full-time student now, and I, you know, it's challenging, but God has just prepared that way that it is just fun. I do full-time at work, and I mean really full-time. I work sometimes 15 hours a day, but still God gives me all of the time to do the ministry. He gives me time to put all my effort into my schoolwork, and he just puts it all together, and I still am able to enjoy my family. Because I give it all to God. I bring the request to God. I give it all to God. Now, do I have everything in order? Is it things that I need to could space out and put something here and there? Sure. I learn every day. God reveals things to me every day. But the matter is that I offer it up to him at the beginning of my day. I dedicate the entire day back to him, my life and everything that's in it, and for him to be my director. Direct me in the way that you would have me to be. And, praise the Lord, I also go on my walks every day. Every day I try to get out there and go on my walk. So God is good. It's awesome to be in the presence of the Lord. I don't want to settle anymore because I've settled many times in my life for all kinds of different things. You know what? If I had to do it over again, I would have had all of my degrees right now, you know? When I first started college the first time out of high school, I would have just continued to go. But it was other things that started happening that I chose to do. And, you know, so I don't want to settle for anything less than God's best for my life. Not for my ministry. Not for my family. Anything I do, I want to give it my all. So don't let the devil lie to you and cause you to fall into sin, thinking that this here is going to help wipe away some of the fears in your life. Don't let the devil lie to you. What God has for your future is so much better than what the devil may be dangling in front of your eyes today. We reminded you to choose to resist that, the one that comes against you, the one that is dragging you into darkness, the one that just feels like that you're the only one. Everyone else is getting it, having it made but you. He's just dangling that situation in front of your face. Constantly, every time that you feel like that you're in a good mood, that you feel like you want to smile, something happens. He dangles it again. He just dangles it right in your face. And over again, it just puts that shadow of death over you. You just feel like life is not worth living. My brother, hold on. Hold on. This time last month, you didn't feel like that you could make it. But through the Word, through Jesus Christ, look where you're at. You're still here. You're still here. You know who I'm talking to. And through it all, we pray together, we speak together, and you're still making it. That's because, and you know, that it's God's unchanging hand. Even though when the enemy dangles in front of your face to take your life, give up. Look what's happening. No one's ever going to love you. You're going to be by yourself the rest of your life. But You're one day further, one day closer to healing, one day closer to being who God wants you to see. So stop looking at what happened in our past, and that's a daily struggle. I understand that, my brother. I understand what you've been through. I personally haven't walked in your shoes, but just from the outside looking in, that's got to be, I know that's got to be hard. That's got to hurt. But you're one day closer to knowing you don't see your way how you're going to get through this. You may can't see that silver lining yet or that sun shining, but the S-U-N may not be shining in your situation right now. But believe me that the S-O-N, the Son of God, Jesus Christ himself, is with you right there in the midst of that situation. So even though you can't see the S-U-N, just believe that the S-O-N is still right there. So even when you can't see me, just know and trust me is what he says. I'm still with you. I'm in that situation. You just throw your hands up and say, surrender. God, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. I've tried everything else, and I can't get through this without you. Okay, I'm going to trust on you now. Evangelist said that, yeah, that you're going to be there for me. She said that if I just give it up, you'll take it. She said that all this pain that I'm feeling, she said it's unnecessary. She said I don't have to hold it. So I trust Evangelist Vaughn tonight, and I'm going to try your way. I'm going to repent of my sins, and I'm going to give all of this up to you. And I'm going to let you, God, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. God, if you're real, if you really love me, show me you that you're with me. Show me something, dear Father. Take this pain away from me, dear Father. No one said it's going to be easy, and the enemy's not going to want to let go of you. So every time you try to make one step, he's going to dangle even more of that stuff in you. You're going to hear him even louder. But just know how to go on a prayer line. Know how to send a prayer message. Know how to pray and say, in Jesus' name, I resist you, devil, and you must flee. You might have to go through the day and live it until you get stronger and stronger. But God is on your side. So don't settle for anything less in your life. Don't believe it is that you have to stay where you're at today. Remember, just because you may have stole something in the past, you may be considered to be as a thief, but you don't always have to be a robber. You may have did some things in your life as an adulterer, fornication, but that doesn't always have to be the label that's over your life. Jeremiah 29:11 reminds you that he has the plans for you. Plans that he has already put in place before you were even born. He is the author and the finisher of your life. So he has plans to prosper you. He has plans to take you to new places. He has plans to do something for you. He has plans to take you to a new level. That's the plans that he has for you. That's the joy that he wants to send you. God is a good God. He's a loving God, and he's your God. It brings God glory to God when others see that God can take care of his children spiritually. He can take care of his children physically and financially. It brings joy to God when others can see that it's not just the sinners that are out here, the ones that are refusing to accept God as their Lord and Savior. It's not just them who are riding high and living good. We're not to get caught up in those materialistic things, but it's not just them. It brings him joy. It brings glory to him when others see that he's taken care, that he's the head shepherd who takes care of his sheep. Hallelujah. Choose to resist God. Come out of the darkness. Walk towards the light. Choose to walk towards the light. And only then and there will you see the true author and the true finisher of your life. God is interested in reaching people. He's interested in changing your life. And he wants everyone to have the opportunity to accept eternal life through Jesus Christ. He wants you to also know how to live well through his word. So no more excuses, sisters and brothers. No more excuses as we close tonight. Just take up your bed and walk. Whatever it is, start walking with that thing. Take up your bed and walk. No more excuses. No more laying by the side of the road and you can't move and you can't get through the gates. No more sitting by the pool that you can't get yourself down there. And year after year passes, and before you know it, they start adding up and you still haven't moved because you're waiting on someone to come and pick you up and carry you. Even if you just move just a little bit every day, there's movement. There's movement. If you keep moving, you will get somewhere. Your destination will change. So no more excuses. Just take up your bed and walk. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I would like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you'll ever have. As you say these words, if you believe them with your heart, you will be born again, according to Romans 10:9-10. That's in the New Testament. Jesus, come into our lives and forgive me of all of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God, and I believe that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your blood shed on that cross, that it paid for my sins. It covers my sins. You took the place of my sins. And I repent right now of all of my sins. And I receive you as my Savior and as the Lord over my life. In your darling Son's name, I pray. Amen. 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 If you just pray that prayer, hallelujah, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the new life that God has prepared for you. I'm excited for you. If you just pray that prayer, congratulations. Because that means that you too, just like Saul, are a new creature in Christ. And as 2 Corinthians, again in the New Testament, look at it. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if you just pray that prayer, that old things are passed away. So all of that things in your past, you can leave it in the past now. Can be just that, in your past. And then new things are right here ready for you now in your present and your future. So it says, old things are passed away. So it tells you, stop, behold, look at this. All things are become brand new. So that means that, friends, you now have a whole new life, a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to. Just, it's starting right now. Your slate is wiped clean. You can contact me at walkwithmegod@aol.com, walkwithmegod@aol.com, walkwithmelord@yahoo.com. It's been a wonderful pleasure spending time with you tonight. And remember, as we listen to the sinner's prayer, I love you, but God loves you more. Rate the show, and I'll see you here tomorrow night. God bless you. Choices I made, good and bad, still remain. So I wait to see.